One other thing that I've been marked down as a vexatious complainer, which I think was rather unfair, because the complaints I made, they were only repetitive because they didn't get answered. And I can just give you an example here. I sent a letter into the clerk, and in that letter, this was the 30th of September 2023, I sent a letter to the clerk, and in that letter it said, "Shall I tell you what is true in connection with due process? On my watch of chair and police liaison officer, looking at the former clerk's misdemeanours and theft, the clerk was prepared to pay, as noted in the minutes of the William Marshall meeting, 15th of March 221, was proposed to pay the full amount of money back." And I went in hospital, so I found out later it didn't happen. In the same email, "Since then, I find it extraordinary that the minutes show Ken Goodger, who appears at no time to register conflicts of interest on the occasion when the clerk's theft was discussed at the Wellington Parish Council meetings, possibly resulting in a U-turn in the approach of letting the perpetrator walk away."
Let me stop you there, Roger.
Yep.
If you've got an issue with me, you need to take that up with
the
officer.
No, this is an issue.
I can't answer that question to you.
Issue with the Parish Council and procedure.
Let me also say to you that all those matters that you've talked about were of a previous, and addressed to a previous council. We're now like a new government. We're a new council, and this council is happy with everything that has gone before
Okay, well, let me go a bit further.
And so, therefore, we're not going to discuss it anymore.
Okay, now let me go a bit further.
On
the 13th of October, the clerk sent me a note after I'd sent that, asking about why you didn't have declared conflict of interest. The clerk sent me a note on the 13th of October.
Roger,
a vexatious complaint.
Can you please stop there? This is all repetitive. You've been told before. If you've got an issue with anybody sitting around this table, you've got to go elsewhere. This council is not going to answer any of those questions. It refused to before, and it refuses to now.
Okay.
So you've had your time.
Yes, that's fine.
Same old thing, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All I wanted to say,
when you were a councillor, you had a chance to sort it, you didn't. And we're here now, we're quite happy with it.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have done it when you was in office. Anybody else got...